It's at this time of the year, obviously, that the church focuses upon what we call the incarnation, the coming of Jesus into this world. And we've actually taken an entire service tonight, and we'll do so again on Thursday morning to think about Jesus coming into this world. And the question we want to ask tonight is why? Why did Jesus come? Why do we celebrate this event? Why all these songs? Why all this celebration? Why all this music? What is the reason for this great event? And we're going to think about that tonight for just a few moments from Matthew chapter 1. Follow along or listen if you'd like as I read Matthew 1 beginning at verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Let's suppose for a moment that you needed back surgery. And after the service tonight, I came up to you and said to you, hey, I can do your back surgery for you. First of all, you would think I was probably nuts and you would quickly dismiss my offer. But if I persisted, if I kept saying, no, I can really do it. I can really perform your back surgery. You would ask me some questions. You would ask me, why are you qualified to do this? Where was your training? Where did you study? What are your qualifications to actually perform back surgery? If we are going to entrust our lives to someone, we want to know if they're qualified. Over and over, the Bible makes a very bold declaration, and that is that Jesus is the Savior of the world. That He is the one, the only one, who can save us from our sins. Why is Jesus qualified to be our Savior? That's what we want to think about tonight. The purpose of this brief meditation is really twofold. First of all, if you are a Christian, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, I want to comfort you tonight with the knowledge that Jesus is a fully qualified Savior. You can leave here tonight beyond the shadow of a doubt, knowing Jesus is fully and completely qualified to save you. I want to assure you that if you have entrusted yourselves to Christ, He will save you. Secondly, if you're not a Christian, maybe you're here tonight because someone invited you, and that's wonderful. We're very thankful you're here. Maybe you're here tonight because you love Christmas music. If you're not a believer in Christ, I want you to see the call of the gospel to turn to Jesus and find forgiveness and eternal life in Him. I want you to see that He and He alone is fully qualified to set you free and take you to heaven. We look at this passage, what we notice is that the baby is given a very specific name, isn't he? It's not Hezekiah, it's not Abraham, it's not Jeremiah. It's Jesus. Jesus is his name. Jesus, children, you might know this, means Savior. Savior. And he's given this name because of what we read in verse 21. She will bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus. Listen, for he will save his people from their sins. Why is Jesus able to do that for you? Why is he qualified to be your Savior? I'm going to briefly give you two reasons. Two things that qualify Jesus to be your Savior. Two reasons we are rejoicing tonight. Two reasons this is a celebration that as Christians we've been set free. First of all, in his humanity, Jesus is the Son of David. Secondly, in his deity, Jesus is the Son of God. Because he is fully man and fully God, he is fully and completely qualified to save you and to save me. So the first reason that Jesus is qualified to be your Savior is because in his humanity, he is the Son of David. Since man sinned, man must pay for man's sin. Our Savior can't be an angel. He can't be a bull. He can't be a goat. He has to be a man. He has to be our representative. And not just that, but in addition, in order to be fully qualified to be our Savior, he has to be a member of David's line, because that's what God promised. Remember, we looked at that. If you were here this morning, we looked at that this morning. And we see here very clearly that Jesus, in his humanity, is qualified as the Son of David. As I read this, you notice that when Mary was found to be with child, she was already engaged to Joseph. Now, in Jesus' day, in the first century, engagements were a lot different than they are today. In the first century, an engagement was binding. It was a legal contract. It's not like today where engagements are broken, sometimes regularly. In the first century, in that day, even though the wedding was not consummated the marriage was not consummated until the wedding night, that engagement was still a legal contract. And so here is Joseph. And he finds out that his fiancée, Mary, is pregnant. Joseph is a righteous man, so he decides to divorce Mary, who it seems has committed adultery. But we notice the angel intervenes. The angel tells Joseph that the Holy Spirit has conceived the baby in Mary's womb, and Joseph listens to the angel. He marries Mary, and then he names the baby Jesus. And because he names the baby, Joseph is now his legal father. Joseph was the adoptive father of Jesus. And because of that, Jesus is legally, rightfully, a member of Joseph's line. And this is why Jesus can trace his lineage back to David and claim to be the rightful ancestor to David. And so this is the first thing we want to see here tonight, is that Jesus, in his humanity, is fully qualified to save you. Secondly, though, we see that Jesus is also qualified to be your Savior because in his deity, he is the Son of God. Listen, if you are to find the forgiveness of your sins, if you are to find right standing with God and eternal life, you need a Savior who is not only fully human and to be able to be your representative, but you need a Savior who is fully God so that he might bear the weight of God's wrath against your sin. He must be both man and God. Jesus' birth was not like our births. His birth was unique. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And as such, the Bible teaches that he is fully divine. Over and over, the Bible declares Jesus is eternal God. He's not the highest of God's creation. He didn't have a beginning at some point. He is eternal. He is the creator and sustainer of all things. He is the eternal Son of God. Now, why is this important? Why is it important that Jesus be God? Well, a mere man could not fulfill verse 21. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And so Jesus had to be fully God to save his people, to rescue all who turn to him. You see, only God can save sinners. Only God can deliver his people. And this is what Christianity is all about. Christianity is not about you trying to be better. It's not about you cleaning up your life so that God will accept you. Christianity is about God descending, coming down to us to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. And that is what Jesus Christ did. Fully man, fully God. the true Son of David, the true Son of God. And that's what we're being taught here in this passage. This isn't just a nice Christmas story that we pull out every December. I want to suggest to you tonight that this is the greatest news that you will ever hear. This is the best news that you can ever know. This is the greatest gift you can ever receive. The forgiveness of your sins and eternal life. There's nothing better than knowing that my sins are forgiven. There's nothing better than knowing that I am right with God. There's nothing better than knowing that I have eternal life. What a wonderful gift we celebrate tonight. The gift of our salvation. Now maybe you say tonight, how do I get this gift? What do I have to do? How can it be mine? Well, you can't do anything to get this gift. You can't do anything to earn it. Very simply, you receive this gift with the open hand of faith. You believe in Christ. You embrace Him as your Savior. And you find in Him forgiveness and eternal life. It's nothing you do. It's nothing you deserve. God has come down to us in the person of Christ to set us free. The great 19th century pastor Charles Spurgeon once said this, "The first link between my soul and Christ is not my goodness, but my badness. Not my merit, but my misery. Not my standing, but my falling. Not my riches, but my poverty. Jesus Christ came to visit His people, not to admire their beauty, but to remove their deformities. Not to reward their virtues, but to forgive their sins." Martin Luther put it even more simply, "Christ never gave Himself for our righteousness, but He did give Himself for our sins." That's the message of Matthew. That's the message of the Bible. And that is why Jesus came. As true man, as true God, He is the perfect Savior. And if you are trusting Him tonight, if you are looking to Him by faith alone, confessing Him to be your Savior, you can walk out of here this evening being assured that your sins are forgiven, that you're right with God, that you have the promise of eternal life, and nothing in all creation can ever, ever separate you from that love. That's what we celebrate at this time of year. God Himself coming to this world to do for us what we could never do for ourselves. Are you trusting Him? Is He your Savior? If He is, you can rest assured that you are in His capable hands and He will never let you go. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we thank You tonight for the gift of Your Son, the One who came to set us free, the One who came to save us from our sins. We thank and praise You for such a glorious gift that we do not deserve. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, the choir will come as we continue to